First, a look at why some people heard tornado sirens late on Saturday night and some did not. If you were listening to KCUR around 11:25 Saturday evening, you heard the emergency alert system bleep out a tornado warning for Jackson, Clay, and Ray counties. But you may not have heard a tornado siren, and you wonder why. Joining us now to explain all this is Stephen Bean. He's a technology coordinator for Kansas City, Missouri's Office of Emergency Management. Steve, nice to have you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. And let's set the stage here, Steve. Who issues the tornado or flash flood warnings? Whose job is that?
The warnings are issued by the National Weather Service. We have an office in Pleasant Hill out southeast of Kansas City.
And how are tornado sirens, how are they sounded? Who makes that call?
The National Weather Service issues a tornado warning, and that will activate the NOAA weather radios, just like hopefully people have in their homes. The fire department has the primary responsibility to sound the sirens. The Kansas City Police Department also has that capability. And then we in the Office of Emergency Management are the third layer.
So in most cases, then, the guys in the fire department actually push the button.
Yes. When the warning is issued, the fire department will push the button for the respective counties that the warning is issued to.
But they only control the sirens in Kansas City, Missouri, within those counties, right? I mean, would that explain why some people in Jackson County outside of Kansas City, Missouri, did not hear the sirens, Steve?
That's correct. We sound, when they push the button for Jackson County, all of the sirens within the city limits of Kansas City, Missouri, will go off. Now, there are a lot of people we know from phone calls who hear our sirens that actually live in neighboring areas.
Like Raytown, yeah.
Right. And they don't actually know who they're hearing until one of them doesn't go off.
Mm-hmm. And did Raytown, do you have any sense if they issue a siren as well?
I do not know if they did.
Yeah. I mean, do you try to localize the sirens? And I'm wondering, you know, in other words, do you broadcast sirens throughout the entire city or in just that portion of the city that might be affected by a severe storm?
We have the capability of pushing what we call an all-call button that will sound all of them. But normally, and as is the case on Saturday night, they sound them by county. So we have a button that is marked Clay County. We'll sound all the sirens within Clay County, within Kansas City, Missouri. So that is not going to sound Liberty. It's not going to sound Clay Como or Excelsior Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people in Liberty, Clay Como might hear ours, but they're not, I mean, that's not our intention.
So you can localize them to some extent then, it sounds like.
Down to the county. We cannot get any closer than the county. Now, we have Jackson County is divided into north and south of Gregory. But some of the places way out east are actually south of 71st Street.
Yeah. Steve, just a couple of other points. Some people received text messages on their phones on Saturday night, but those messages were for flood warnings, not tornado warnings. Why might that have happened?
In the last couple of years, the federal government has implemented what they call WEA, the Wireless Emergency Alerts. Those are issued, in this case, by the National Weather Service. It is a policy decision of the National Weather Service what type of warnings they issue. WEAs are sent, they're broadcast. The easy explanation is from cell towers.
Hmm.
So if your phone is checked into a cell tower that is within the warning area, your phone will receive that alert.
Hmm.
That's particularly helpful for people who are maybe passing through an area, people who are out of town and have no idea what a tornado warning means or what to do or where they're at. So if they're driving through Kansas City and they are in a geographical area that is affected by that, then they will get those alerts.
But if I live here but I'm out visiting relatives in San Francisco, my phone's not going to go off?
Not on a WEA. Now,
mm-hmm.
If you're subscribing to one of the other systems, then you might. There's a number of available apps that will send you weather alerts. Some of them work off the actual location of your phone, and others work on your registered address.
You know, Steve, maybe a final thing. What else needs to happen to make this system more effective, at least from your standpoint?
Well, it's always a question of awareness, of people paying attention to what's going on. To make the system better, a lot of it is the system is working. It would be great if we could fine-tune and only sound the sirens in an immediate neighborhood. The technology of that's somewhat sophisticated. And the more sophisticated you go with technology, the more likely there is for failure. So the tornado warning sirens are intended for outdoor warnings only. A lot of people heard them indoors, and that's a good thing, but we don't want them to come indoors. The other thing, the fact is we had in the Northland 4 inches of rain, 60, 70 mile an hour winds. That was not a false alarm. We had a tornado on the ground just a couple of miles from out of that area and still within Clay County. So it's impossible. These are tornadoes. It is impossible for us to predict down to a single square mile where a tornado is going to be.
Sure.
And we're only giving you, you know, sometimes you may only be getting 2 or 3 minutes of warning. You know, in a perfect world, we could tell hours in advance, but we can't.
Yeah. Well, Stephen Bean is a technology coordinator for Kansas City, Missouri's Office of Emergency Management. Steve, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.